This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. So then, since, it seems like there's something against me and him on Fridays. If it isn't me, it's him. And if it isn't him, it's me. Most of the time, it's me, though. But anyway, joining us now to recap what's been going on there from the Truth About Guns is the editor-in-chief, and that would be Dan Zimmerman. Good evening, sir.
Good afternoon, Mr. Frady. How are you today?
That's right. Well, you're at it's afternoon, isn't it?
Yeah, still is afternoon.
I'm good, I guess. I'm ready for the rain to stop. I'm ready for the rain to stop, and I'm ready for a little global warming.
So, anyway. We can use some down here, too. In fact, yeah. We're in the 20s last night.
Well, they had snow out in Las Vegas, last week?
That's what I hear.
Yeah, so.
Global warming everywhere.
Everywhere, except it's cold. I don't know how that works. Climate change, I guess, is what they call it. So, what has been happening in the wonderful world of the Truth About Guns? What have you been seeing? What's been catching your eye?
Oh, it's been busy, busy, busy. Today, we hear that our favorite gun grabber, Michael Bloomberg, will not, in fact, run for president in 2020.
Did it get back to him that I said it would be Atros Perope 2.0?
I don't know. Maybe. Maybe. He said he's a doer, not a talker, and I think he's having too much fun.
Yeah.
Spending his pocket change in places like Washington State and Colorado and all the, throwing his money around funding anti-gun efforts. And can you picture him up on a stage right now? There are 15 announced candidates, and that's sure to go up before all is said and done. There'll probably be at least 20. Can you see him up there elbowing his way in, trying to get a word in edgewise during?
Yeah, he's sort of a short guy, isn't he?
Yeah, he is, and he's also worth $56 billion. So I doubt he has much time for the John Hickenloopers and Jay Inslees and Andrew Yangs of the world. He could buy and sell them, with whatever he's got in checking. So I think that
with his valet money.
Yeah, exactly. So I think he figured it wasn't worth his time. Plus, I don't know if there's a lot of room for old white guys in the Democrat Party, presidential.
That's all they're running.
They are running a lot of them. I will say that, but, there are plenty of others who, other candidates who seem to be getting most of the press, for all the Bill Weld and Hickenloopers and who knows, maybe even our former vice president, there's also, this Cory Booker and there's Tulsi Gabbard and Kamala Harris. Who else? Pocahontas is still in there. Gillibrand.
You got to remember to use the nickname. So if you're going to use Pocahontas, like you got to call Kamala Harris, Willie Brown's side chick. You gotta call Cory Booker Spartacus, cause that's his preferred pronoun, Spartacus.
That's
so,
self-assigned.
You should know this already because you were the man. Yeah. I would have thought that this would be something you'd be telling me.
Yeah, I slipped there. anyway, we're not going to have to deal with President Bloomberg, but he will still be out there funding Shannon Watts and Every Town for Gun Safety and throwing his money behind civilian disarmament efforts from coast to coast.
Well, how often, like, he funded Nevada, right? He was very fun. He got the Nevada expanded background checks thing on the ballot, except they found out in Nevada that they couldn't do the expanded background checks. How much did he put into that for them just not to be able to do it?
I can't remember. The number 30 million sticks in my head, but
yeah,
that could be wrong, because that was almost a year ago now. I think that was it. I know he kicked in a lot of money in Washington State, and after Colorado passed their magazine limit ban, or magazine limit, and when the recall efforts were waged against three of the top Democrats who pushed that, he extensively funded the campaign to keep them in office. And only two, he was only able to keep one of them. Two of the three were tossed out, including the Senate president. So
they were outspent. The guys on the ground were outspent 22-1.
Yeah, is that what it was?
Yeah, it was massive. But that's the thing. I mean, he can throw all this money around, but isn't when he's funding these things, is he buying advertising, or is it to try to get people to put it on there? Do they actually, is there actually some sort of amount of money you can spend to get it put on as a referendum? Because that's what he's doing now, right? He's trying to get referendums where they will do it.
Yeah. I think it varies. It varies from state to state. I think in Colorado, he was buying ads to try and retain those people who voted for gun control. But in Washington State, he was funding the initiative effort to get signatures to get it on, get the gun control on the ballot. So it just depends on what each state's laws are and what their needs are. They're happy to write a check when they come calling.
See, I just think about the stark difference. I mean, you have advertising the truth about guns. I do too. We're both advertising weapons or something to do with weapons. And so we are out there saying, listen, we trust you. And on the other hand, they're out there saying, well, you can't trust them, so we got to ban everything that they would carry. But if we're so dangerous, Dan, why are we allowed to walk on the streets?
If we were as dangerous as gun controllers claim there are, there'd be a whole lot fewer gun controllers.
Yeah, well,
that's the thing. American gun owners are fundamentally law-abiding people. The criminal population, which tends not to comply with gun control laws, is very small. And the crime rate has been dropping precipitously for a generation.
Right.
All-time lows. So they preach crime, guns and crime, but the facts just don't bear it out.
No, they don't. And I'm just waiting to watch the other shoes drop. I'm waiting on Ocasio-Cortez and her manager. I hope they did divert $1 million and they've gotten caught. Now I want to watch the socialists spin that one, because they're not Democrats anymore. Do you think? I mean, they're socialists now. They have gone fully socialist.
Well, we've got a blend of people who openly declare themselves as socialists, and then we've got others who just say they're Democrats, but have espoused virtually the same policy.
Yes, virtually the same policy, and I just call them all socialists now. I don't want to call them Democratic socialists. I don't want to call them, anything else, progressive, liberal. I definitely don't want to call them liberal. That's a word they stole. So leftist is okay. They can be a leftist too, but the rest of it, I got their number. That's fine, but we'll see. We'll see what we get out of them.
Leftist works for me.
Yeah. Leftist, progressive, socialist stuff. You can find stuff like this every day. This and other stuff, like 16 other articles every day at thetruthaboutguns.com. That's where Dan and his band of writers are out there right now today doing it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and small encoding to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
To you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at Boyd'sGunstocks.com. I am talking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com about what has been piquing his interest. So, Herr Bloomberg is not going to, Comrade Bloomberg, yes, that's who, but Comrade, he's not going to be running. So, what else has come across the Zimmerman radar?
Well, what just came across my radar was your advertisement for that Air Armor Tech case. One of our writers out in Oregon did a long-term review of that.
Yeah,
that product. He published it in January, and he was amazed at how tough and how good that thing is.
You can drive a vehicle over it with a gun in it.
It's incredible. What he liked, he said he was skeptical about it at first, but again, he's used it for 18 months. What he really likes is he can store the thing in a drawer when he's not using it, he's pretty much put his Pelicans and Hardigs and, you know, other traditional hard cases away, he says. Yeah, these things are really great.
The one thing I would like, I don't know how they would do it, but, as far as, I'd like for them to make like a AR-sized one. I have the medium one and I have the really large one. And both of those, when they're inflated, are a little more case than you need. But at the same time, they took and put a very nice sniper rifle. I saw the sniper rifle they used for this. They took it, stuck it in the large one and took it up into, put it on a helicopter and kicked it out.
Yeah.
and the gun survived. So yeah, there's something about it.
He tested the long one, the extra large version, and I think it's just tough as nails. I mean, you pretty much have to try to damage that thing, you know, with a knife or something like that. It's great, and you will never have a tragic boating accident.
No.
One of those.
And if you're out there in the woods with it, I mean, Blaine Tompkins, the pilot who came up with that design,
yeah,
he uses that as his luggage.
Oh, really?
That's
probably not a bad idea.
He'll just fold his clothes and stick it up in there because it will fit it. And at the same time, like for long-distance shooters, they use it as a lay-down point. Campers could use it as a sleeping mat.
Yeah,
there's a lot of ways it could be used beyond carrying the rifle. And it comes with some very nice shoulder straps to carry the rifle. So.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you carry it like a backpack. And, again, it's lightweight. It probably weighs a quarter of what a comparable Pelican case or something, hard case, would weigh.
I just wish it were a little shorter, but that's okay because I'm sure he's not done yet. He's making a camera bag, which I need. I need a camera bag.
That sounds cool.
I want to see how that works. But anyway, his whole impetus was he had this F-35 pilot's helmet that he had to, and the old pilot's helmet bag they had was basically a slightly padded bag. Or they also got a Pelican case to stick it in there, but they were financially responsible for this pilot's helmet, which is $500,000 piece of the plane.
Yeah, I know. It's extremely expensive.
With that helmet on, those guys can look at that plane and, like, look down at the floor of the plane and see through the floor. It's like the floor's not there.
Oh, that's cool.
So it is quite the piece of kit. And his Pelican case was, he had to carry that around in the plane with him when he was flying. That took up some space, so he took a G suit and cut it up and started, working on making Air Armor Tech. So it's quite the little story that he came up with, but the way he put it together and everything, I never would have. When I was in the military, if we lost our Kevlar helmet, we were deep, deep kimchi, buddy, let me tell you. And this guy's taking a G-suit. He's taking a G-suit and cannibalizing it. And I'm sure the quartermaster came. Hey, maybe he was a colonel or something. If he was one of those field grade officers, he probably got away with it. But that's not fair. But
rank has its privileges.
It does. It does. And ideas are not going to be denied. And the thing about it is, as I've told him, I don't understand why nobody else thought of that first.
And there's always somebody who does it first and takes the risk, and good for him.
Yeah.
Built a pretty good business around it. So
they'll
come out with more and varied packages and things for different uses and sell more and more.
He's even got a scope cover.
They are cool.
He's got a scope cover that will fit over your glass and keep your glass from breaking.
Yeah, my reviewer had that as well, tested that, so that was pretty slick as well.
Yeah.
And again, very lightweight, so very nice.
I think so as well. I'll have to cut this excerpt out and send it to him. He'll get a kick out of that.
Yeah, tell him we're fans. Have him check out our review.
Yes. I will do that. I will do so.
Okay.
Cool. Air Armor Tech, by the way, is a gun case. If you didn't figure this out, it's a rifle case. If you've never seen the video that Lane and I did at NRA in Dallas, I guess it was. We did a video on that. Yes, sir. And if you haven't seen that yet, you should go look at it simply because it is sort of a pricey proposition, but it is one that is indestructible. You can float on it. You're not going to lose your gun in most cases, in water, definitely. You can sleep on it, and it is virtually bulletproof once it is inflated.
Yeah, but it really is tough.
It's completely rigid. I mean, you can just about use it as a you know, way to traverse. If it was wide enough and long enough, you could use it to, you know, get over a crevasse.
Yeah, so float down a river probably.
You know, I never thought about that. Escape and evasion, too. I'll have to call him and make sure he, because I know he went to Sear School. So we'll find out if he thought about that one. I don't hear him touting that one, but all the guys that go in the mountains carry those things. Those are very versatile once you get them out there, because it seems sort of big until it's time to lay down. Then it seems just right.
Yeah, it makes a heck of a shooting mat.
Yep, a good shooting mat. If you got the scope case, you can use that as a prop for your rifle. It's quite the system, Air Armor Tech. I'll have to let him know that. Anyway, of course, for those of you that want to check out truthaboutguns.com, I heartily endorse them. Go to truthaboutguns.com. You're going to see about 15, 16 new articles if you go there daily. There is a very robust readership there that take nothing for granted, take nothing at face value, which is sort of entertaining, you know, on a different level. But the stuff that you're getting from the writers, you get stuff like the review of the Air Armor Tech for 18 months. That's, how do you quantify that? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump at the White House today says the witch hunt continues.
The witch hunt continues. The fact is that there was no collusion. There was a hoax. There was no anything. And they want to do that instead of getting legislation passed. 81 people or organizations got letters.
Comments from the president after the Democratic-led House Judiciary Committee says they will be looking into more things regarding President Trump and his associates and members of the administration. First responders in Alabama continue to hunt for survivors after a devastating tornado killed at least 23 people, injuring dozens more. Alabama Republican Governor Kay Ivey.
our hearts and prayers go out to these people who have lost their family members and friends and all those who are impacted by these storms.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. Sent Blaine Tompkins a... By the way, I think he goes by the name Rock. Blaine, his call sign was Rock. What kind of call sign is that? Calling a fly boy a rock? What is that about? What does that mean? Anyway, I sent him a little text saying, hey, we just were talking about you, big dog. So anyway, he'll probably send me a text like, who's this? Anyway. We're just like this, me and him, Dan. So what else is on your mind?
Well, the most popular post we put up in the last week or so had to do with the gun control paradise of Maryland. We got an email from a gentleman named Jeff Hulbert. He founded an operation he calls Patriot Pickets, pro-gun group, and Baltimore, or Maryland, because of the city of Baltimore, has a gun violence problem, and the legislature was considering a number of gun control bills. So Patriot Picket organized about 1,000 of their supporters to come and fill up the hearing rooms and the witness lists for all of these hearings. And it freaked out gun controllers and legislators to the extent that Shannon Watts even took note. She sent out a tweet showing pictures of all these pro-gun people who were all sitting there in the hearing rooms in white T-shirts that had "We Will Not Comply" printed on them. And she said 100 plus gun extremists in Maryland wearing "We Will Not Comply" T-shirts at a hearing today. What won't they comply with? Closing a loophole that makes it easier for criminals, including domestic abusers, to buy long guns? Thankfully, Moms Demand volunteers are there too. But yeah, these are gun extremists, which, you know, when Shannon Watts calls you a gun extremist, that's a badge of honor. And then somebody named Robbie Leonard, who is or was the secretary of the Maryland Democratic Party, put up a post on his Facebook page showing some of these people pictures, and it says, "Time to dox some homegrown terrorists." And he caught some hell for that. He was called out and had to resign his position over calling these people terrorists and advocating that they be doxed. These folks engaged in a little democracy. She put up pictures of themselves in these hearing rooms, and pretty much to use the other side's terminology, this is what democracy looks like. And gosh, they got the forces of gun control and civilian disarmament all hot and bothered over it.
See, here's the thing. This is the thing about this. Let's just talk about this one thing about doxing the gun extremists, okay? I asked Rob Morses. Now, if we look forward, one day we're going to have another day where we have a complete Democratic regime. We're going to have the House and the Senate and the presidency all Democrat. And if they go and decide to, you know, repeal or, you know, make the attempt to legislate away the right or whatever, ban or all this other stuff, well, along with all these other things they're doing, and especially the way they think, I think it's going to get violent. What do you think?
Well, I'm certainly hoping not, and I'm hoping that some of the cases before the Supreme Court may head some of that off at the pass. May make it extremely difficult for them to do that kind of thing. There's the New York Rifle and Pistol Association case that I'm hoping will result in strict scrutiny for gun control laws, which would make it very difficult for states or the federal government to restrict the right to keep and bear arms. And then there's something else called Chevron deference, which is a little more obscure and esoteric, but what that means pretty much is when a federal agency makes a rule or regulation, the courts pretty much back off and let them do that without challenging them. They have right. deference, and they let them go ahead and do that. Well, there's a good reason to believe that the courts are going to back off Chevron deference, which means that if, for instance, the ATF reclassifies a stock as a machine gun, that can successfully be challenged in court. Firearms Policy Coalition has sued the ATF over that in the Justice Department, and they lost the first round in the D.C. District. But they filed for an accelerated appeal to the D.C. Court of Appeals this week as well. So we'll see how that goes. But if we can get strict scrutiny and scrap Chevron deference, even a fully Democrat-controlled House, Senate, and presidency, and it will happen again. It's happened before. It'll happen again. They would have a much more difficult time making gun owners' lives difficult.
Well, I mean, they've been Nancy's been out there trying to, and it's working to a certain degree. There's a bunch of Republicans on the Senate saying we're going to vote against Trump's resolution or his emergency order. So that's sort of working. But I mean, Pelosi and all these other people out there saying, well, you can't use gun violence and do an emergency order with the gun violence. Bush signed a law after Katrina due to that. You can't go out there and declare an emergency and start confiscating guns again. That won't happen.
No.
So that's already been done. You know, there's already statute against this. So
statutes against that, and it's an enumerated right in the Bill of Rights.
That's right. That's the other fun part. But that's why I'm asking that question, because I sit back and look at them, and they, you know, right now we should be out there and we should be going, okay, it's a good thing I'm not in charge of anything, because I'd be out there, okay, well, if we're not going to look at these Supreme Court rulings and say that they're the law of the land, we're going to outlaw abortion right now. Where I put this forward right now to outlaw abortion. I'm not outlawing women's health, but nobody goes to Planned Parenthood to get their back reset or their ankle set or to, get a measles shot. Nobody goes to that place for that. And I'd like to see that reaction. I'd like to see that conniption fit. That would make that one with the white T-shirts look sort of small, wouldn't it?
I'd be playing their game. Well, I mean, that is exactly. I mean, Saul Alinsky said, make them live up to their own set of rules. If the left didn't have double standards, they wouldn't have any at all. not that the right isn't sometimes guilty of exactly the same thing. But it gets pretty glaring on the left frequently. They don't want anybody to restrict the right to an abortion, but they're perfectly happy to have someone restrict the Second Amendment to the Constitution.
Oh, absolutely.
How do you intellectually, honestly justify that?
Well, the honest part is the part that they've been that one too. Coming up on the next break, you can find these kind of thought-provoking articles, which I'm sure they have written stuff about this as well, at thetruthaboutguns.com. That is where Mr. Zimmerman is the editor-in-chief. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is going to be brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. One more time around, let's us talk to Dan Zimmerman from The Truth About Guns. As we get ready to fade into this episode. Where would you like to go now, please, sir?
Well, we had a couple of things. First, some good news. This week we had, in the last week or so, we've had Oklahoma become the 15th constitutional carry state, and we've had constitutional carry pass the Kentucky House, so that bill is now on the governor's desk, and he has said he would sign it. Not sure when that's going to happen, but it will, so that will be 16 constitutional carry states in which people don't need a permit to keep or bear arms. They can carry concealed. And, of course, the media in those states and elsewhere are freaking out, but that's okay. You know, they always claim blood in the streets and fender bender shootouts and all that, but it hasn't happened in Vermont, hasn't happened in Maine, Arizona, all the other states where we've got constitutional carry. These states don't have any higher incidence of quote-unquote gun violence. In fact, in most cases, they have lower incidence of gun violence. So congratulations to Oklahoma and almost congratulations to Kentucky.
Right.
And let's hope that Texas isn't far behind, because that would be nice to have here as well.
Texas interests me because everybody, I mean, my first thought would have been that that's already been the case, except Texas has been like a battleground state as far as that kind of stuff. So they only just got, what, open carry here recently since 2010,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, about 2 years ago I was there for the signing of that when the governor signed that bill into law, and now we just got campus carry, I guess it was last year?
Right.
Maybe a little over a year ago, again, that was all kinds of sturm and drang about that, but that's all been very peaceful and everything has gone well, and as it always does. And, you know, we haven't had shootouts, on the quad anywhere at UT or any of the other state-run institutions.
Right.
We should, there's Everybody thinks Texas is, you know, has the most lenient gun laws in the nation, but of course they don't, and haven't for quite a long time. Got to remember, this is a all Democrat run state for a long time. It's been only in Republican hands. I don't know, last what 25 years, I guess it is.
Right.
And we've made progress. We've got concealed carry, and then we got open carry, and now we got campus carry. So I know there's been a bill introduced for constitutional carry, but we're not there yet.
Now, I will say they seem to have moved really rapidly in Texas.
They have. Once the Republicans got control of the legislature and the governor's mansion, they did come along. So. I like to see it move. You know, I'm never satisfied. So
I understand.
Until we get constitutional carry. I'm impatient. So that's that. Another thing that just happened this afternoon: Second Amendment Foundation came out with a press release in support of the NRA. I don't know if you heard, but the National Rifle Association is one of about 80 organizations that received document requests from the Star Chamber, that is the House of Representatives. Their ever-increasing investigations. Gerald Nadler, the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, sent the NRA a little love letter asking for all kinds of documentation relating to the 2016 campaign, and they're trying to find out if there are any Russians hiding in Fairfax anywhere. I seriously doubt he's going to find any, but Alan Gottlieb of the Second Amendment Foundation noted that, in fact, here's what he wrote. He goes, reports that the National Rifle Association is being engulfed in what one publication described as a rapidly expanding tangle of congressional investigations raise an important question that nobody has been asking. Is this a deliberate effort by the anti-gun rights congressional Democrats to overwhelm the organization's leadership and prevent the NRA from fulfilling its mission to protect the Second Amendment? And the answer to that is a resounding yes. That's exactly what they're doing. The NRA
sort of like a cloud and pivot attack, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. They're going to spend all kinds of time and all kinds of money defending themselves and complying with this. We're talking about millions of pages of documents. I've got the document request here, you know. And it's enormous. So yeah, let me ask a
question, because I mean, I've seen Eric Holder held in criminal contempt of Congress.
Yeah.
And yet he's walking around free as a bird. I mean, what exactly, besides getting out there and doing a little bit of PR work, can they do? There is no smoking gun on this. And it's almost like, you remember the guys, the Hale Bopp guys? What were they? The ones who dressed in the tracksuits waiting for Haley's Comet to come, and they all committed suicide so they could go on. That's the Democratic Party right now.
You think it's a suicide pact they're on? You think this is going to haunt them in 2020?
Oh, absolutely, I do. I certainly do, because I'm still waiting on them to bring up some law that anybody had on their mind. You know, the economy's perking along. They don't like that, and they don't want to. They're saying the president doesn't have the authority, which he clearly does, because they voted on that in 1976, and that's law too. They want to ignore that law and a whole bunch of other laws, but in the meantime, they haven't done anything. They've done less than Paul Ryan's Congress did.
Well, if there's one thing they've done, it's investigate. And that's, you know, their problem.
Well, yeah.
I don't know if they've subpoenaed Trump's tax returns yet, but I'm sure they'll get around to that. But in the meantime, in terms of guns, yes, they're going after the NRA, because the NRA were big supporters of President Trump during the campaign, and they've been tarred with the Russia brush too. So they're gonna dig into that to see if anything they can find there.
What about that $140 million payment that Hillary got for selling the rights to the uranium? Does that count as Russia connection? Does that?
I don't think so, because it happened on that side of the ledger.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay, I forgot. It's all about the ink color, isn't it?
Yeah, that's way too
it's
blue.
It's all about the ink color. But anyway, we're going to run out of time in about 2 minutes, so I'm going to let you have the last scintilla. Go.
I'd just like to congratulate Governor Murphy in New Jersey, who would like to raise the cost of buying a gun or getting a firearms owner's purchase ID card from $5 to $300, which will price a lot of poor people out of the market. Nice job, Governor.
I wonder how many black people, the poor black people that they constantly keep in conscription, will look at that and wonder about that. Maybe Maj Touré needs to go out there and have a little chat with them.
I'm sure he does, and I'm sure there are plenty of poor white people who will be just as inconvenienced. Anything they can do.
It's with gun control, they don't care about the protected classes. When Omar Mateen killed all of those people in the gay nightclub, they sort of laid back on that one because two protected classes attacked. You know, we're in the fight, but if you want to call that a fight, but in that massacre, man, they didn't have a whole lot to say about that one. But I was surprised by that, to be honest with you, because their ID politics they're always playing. But this is the biggest racism of all, gun control. So anyway.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anyway, truthaboutguns.com, that's where you can find Mr. Zimmerman and his crew as they put it out to you. All the stuff you just heard, plus more, that's all available to you at truthaboutguns.com. Thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
Thank you for having me, sir.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We'll be right back. Hour number 3 is inbound. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.